Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. After a lengthy discussion, the House Agriculture Committee defeated an attempt to change the Dairy Security Act in the Farm Bill. The Goodlatte-Scott Amendment introduced an alternative plan to provide margin insurance for milk producers, but without supply management provisions. In the end, the Goodlatte-Scott plan was rejected, 20 yes, 26 no, so the Dairy Security Act with the supply management provision will be included in the House Ag Committee version of the Farm Bill. The main dispute in the issue is the supply management provision. Jerry Kozak, president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, says without it, DSA is not going to work.
Without the market stabilization program, you would have huge payouts on the opposite side with the margin protection program as they've constructed it, because you'd have no obligation to worry about how much you were producing. You were insuring everything that you were insuring a good portion of what you produced. That's why our program was much more comprehensive. And if you look at why Goodlatte saves about $8 million more, that's all he, compared to the Dairy Security Act, is because there's no longer a free program under the margin protection program. After 4 million pounds, you have to pay for protection that you wouldn't have had to pay under the Dairy Security Act. So taxpayers come out further ahead with the Dairy Security Act than they do the other amendment.
Leading the opposition to supply management is Jerry Meisner, a dairy farmer from central Wisconsin and president of the Dairy Business Association.
You know, as producers, as processors, we're trying to grow the industry. We have a tremendous amount of producers that feel exactly that way. They want to grow their dairies. They don't want to have government controlling it. The dairy industry needs to be a free enterprise industry like all industries. And why do we want to put supply limits on it when it's never worked in any part of the world? Let's take Wisconsin for example. We're growing dairy exports somewhere between 12% and 13% a year. Our Dairy Business Association has worked very hard with processors in the state of Wisconsin to grow the processing industry. We feel that's the best interest as producers, the better the processors grow, and they've started to invest millions and millions of dollars in the industry. They're concerned of a supply management issue that will limit the amount of milk we produce, and where does that put them with their expansions? By 2050, the world is going to see a 70 to a 90% increase in population. Why should we allow the rest of the world to take advantage of this, of feeding the world, and inhibit our U.S. dairy industry?
As it stands right now, the Dairy Security Act is included in both the Senate and House Ag Committee versions of the Farm Bill. However, there may well be an attempt to change it on the House floor. Meisner recently met with House Speaker John Boehner, who once referred to the Dairy Security Act as a Soviet-style dairy policy. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.